Good morning. Welcome to the Public Affairs Program. My name is Renee Swanson. And in the studio, I have Carly, is it Barrent?
Barrent, yep.
Barrent, yes, from the Heartland United Way. I'm so glad you're here this morning.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
We have some big things to discuss, do we not?
Absolutely.
All right. So what's Imagination Bacon?
Yes, Imagination Bacon is Bacon and Brews for Books, and it is an annual Bacon and Brew Fest that Heartland United Way hosts. It features local craft brews, wines, and non-alcoholic beverages, alongside unique bacon-inspired appetizers.
Nom nom, and I've gone every year. I think I only missed 1 year. I don't know, how many years has Heartland United Way been doing that?
This is our 9th annual Imagination Bacon, and oh, wow. This year it's going to be on Friday, August 9th from 6 o'clock to 9 o'clock p.m. at the Heartland Event Center again at Farner Park. And we're super grateful to Hornady Manufacturing for their premier sponsorship this year that supports 167 children in our program.
They're amazing, are they not? I went to their anniversary that they had out at the Heartland Event Center, and it's like 75 years they've been in business, but they're amazing, and they treat their employees like gold.
Oh, absolutely, and they're so community-driven, and I love it.
Oh, they're amazing. So
yes.
Let's get back to Imagination Bacon. Sorry, I jumped off track. What's the goal of Imagination Bacon?
The goal is to ensure all enrolled children start kindergarten with a library of their own. Currently, there are over 3,500 children from Hall, Hamilton, Howard, and Merritt counties in our Imagination Library program, and all proceeds from Imagination Bacon benefit the Heartland United Way Imagination Library program, mm-hmm. which provides free age-appropriate books every month in the mail to those enrolled children. Those children are ages 0 to 5 in our 4 counties, and the program costs the United Way $30 per year for the children that are enrolled. But with generous support from community businesses and donors and through sponsorships, this program has remained free and without a wait list for enrolled children. So it's pretty awesome.
That's amazing. And what counties does the Heartland United Way cover?
We serve Hall, Hamilton, Howard, and Merritt counties.
You guys are amazing. You guys are always doing something. You're always very busy. I love that. So in addition to the bacon and brew samples, what else can guests expect?
You know, this summer has been so warm, but this event is going to be sizzling hot.
Sizzling!
Yes.
I love it.
Because in addition to those unlimited samplings of savory bacon bites and the delicious craft brews, we are also going to be having local businesses that have donated live and silent auction items to bid on. We'll have some live music entertainment by Tim Zock. His band will be there. And we'll, of course, have a pulled pork sandwich meal. And you can go home with a souvenir tasting glass that night, too.
Oh, my gosh. I kind of collect those now. Now, you said Tim Zock is going to be there entertaining, huh?
Yes, he will be there, a local guy and his band, and they've been fantastic support. And I know that excited to... Oh, yeah. We know. We're all up that way. And Yep, for sure. He's a great guy.
He's up in the Sherman County area. He is a great guy, and what a talent. So that'll be a lot
for sure.
of fun.
Yes.
Now, how much are tickets, and where can someone purchase them?
Yeah, advance tickets are on sale now, and they are $35 per ticket. You do have to be 21 years of age or older to attend, but you can stop by our office at Heartland United Way, which is at 1441 North Webb Road in Grand Island, or you can give us a call over the phone. Our number is 308-382-2675. You can always hop online and go to heartlandunitedway.org, or you can specifically go to our Imagination Bacon Facebook page as well. And if you don't have a ticket in advance, you can also purchase one at the door, but they do bump up to $40.
Very good. So if you're trying to save money, definitely get your tickets ahead of time.
Yes.
Oh, my
gosh. And last year, the event was sold out, and so we didn't have an at-the-door option. So it's best to get your tickets ahead of time for sure.
It's a huge event. It is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It's a great time to hang out with your friends, try the craft brews and all the bacon. And did you mention that is there going to be like a live auction or anything like that going on?
Yes, there will be a live auction also.
There it is, silent auction. Renee.
You're good. We do have some pretty awesome items that we're excited to kind of showcase starting next week already. So we are really excited about those and are grateful for the generous support from the
area. Can people bid on those online?
Yes, they can. You don't.
I love that.
Yes, you do not have to be at the event to bid on the items, which is kind of exciting too.
Very exciting. I love that.
Yes, so
it makes things easier.
Yeah, that'll be the silent portion. The live auction items, you do have to be there in person. You know, as a live auction is.
So, can I entice you to share anything?
Well,
you want to tell me.
I do know a little bit about maybe a Nebraska Wisconsin volleyball game that is going to be pretty awesome this year. So there will be some tickets up for grabs.
Oh, I just got goosebumps on the top of my head thinking about that. Yeah.
Right. So we're going to have maybe one bidder for sure. I know two that are in the studio right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So yeah, pretty
exciting.
I'm
very excited about that. So where can someone go to learn more about this?
Yes. If you want to find out more, you can go to our Imagination Bacon Facebook page. We're posting on there some social media updates just to kind of keep people involved with that. But you can see our vendors, our sponsors, purchase tickets, and stay up to date on all things Imagination Bacon. You can always go to our website too, which will have the information on there too, at heartlandunitedway.org.
You guys are amazing. So the Heartland United Way Imagination Bacon happening Friday, August 9th. And that will be at the Heartland Event Center. Starts at 6, goes till 9. And it's going to be a blast. It is every year. I can't hardly wait.
We're looking forward to it. It should be pretty fun.
Bacon.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Bacon and books and brews. Nothing better than that. All right. Well, Carly, do you have anything else you want to shout out to the listeners?
Just thank you, everyone, for your support. And I know this means a lot to the enrolled families, and it means a lot to our team at Heartland United Way. And it's great always talking with you too, Renee. And we just appreciate all the community support. So
that's what
thank
we
you.
Do here. We got to get the word out and let everybody know this is happening. I'm going to share with you something really quick. Now, I used to work at Hope Harbor, a very proud job that I had there. And I can remember when the mail would come in, some of our residents that were staying there that had children, they were getting books from Imagination Library. And that just touched my heart and got me more involved in wanting to be a part of Imagination Bacon and helping out.
Yeah.
I love that.
And there's nothing quite like getting mail as a child. And when you see that it's a book, that's like, oh my goodness, it's so exciting.
It has their name on it.
Yes.
That's theirs and theirs alone. And these children would be so excited, and they'd get the packaging off, and we'd sit there and read it if we had time or whoever was there. And that's something I wish I could have had more of that with my own children when they were younger. But we had the golden books and Dr. Seuss and things like that.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, but this is wonderful. We got to keep reading to our children and encourage them to read and enjoy it for the pleasure that it can be.
Yeah, it's instant joy opening those books and spending the time with your kiddos and realizing that you're both making memories without even realizing it.
Exactly. They will remember it. Trust me. Make those memories.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Carly, thank you for coming in this morning.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
All right. And to our listeners, have a great rest of your day.